Welcome back to Ride University. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. We are here through EDAC, the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center, EDAC for short. You see our mission there. Our website there is edacmorgan.com. More information about the Ride Initiative is on our website. And if you have any thoughts about topics that we should cover on Ride U, y'all shoot me an email at omar@edacmorgan.com. And this is Ride, the returning citizens inspired to develop entrepreneurial ventures. It's powered by EDAC at Morgan State University and funded by the Minority Business Development Agency, which is part of the United States Department of Commerce. So today we're talking about getting help in your business. And sometimes individuals are looking for consultants, people who know what they're doing. And sometimes, you know, you may get these consultants that may not know what they're doing. So it'll kind of provide you with a roadmap and how you can find a real consultant. You don't have to be a genius or a visionary or even a college graduate to be successful. You just need a framework and a dream. And that's Michael Dell of Dell Computers. So today we're going to be talking about using REST, REST, to find a consultant. Don't worry, I'm going to tell you what REST is to find a consultant. All right, let's get started. So as you know, the R is for relationships. So as you begin to think about these, a consultant to come into your business, think about the relationships that you already have. Are you able to reach out to individuals within your network to find a consultant or make a recommendation for a consultant? So keep in mind, you need to figure out, what do you want this consultant to do? I mean, that should be the first thing in your mindset. What should the consultant do? And later on, we're going to talk about one of the things that the consultant should do. All right. So build the relationship or use your relationships to identify a consultant. The E is for established business knowledge. All right. So now that you've identified some possible consultants for your business, do they have the industry knowledge to help take your business to the next level? Here's the way you need to interview these individuals and talk to their previous clients so that you get an idea of, is this somebody I'm going to use? Is this somebody that's going to help me take my business to the next level? And can I really trust this person? So kind of think about that as you're at this part of looking for a consultant. The S is for sales generation. Yes. As you think about in the beginning, remember I talked about, you know, what is it that you want that consultant to do? Hopefully it's sales generation to help you, I'm going to say duplicate yourself because you should be involved with sales as well. So sales generation should be that the number one thing. Well, let me take that back. It should be one of the activities, the tasks that these consultants do, because the consultant can come in and help you set up some systems, can help you set up your accounting process, can help you with your marketing, of course, can help you with your HR. But they should focus on sales generation. How do they generate sales for your business? Because guess what? You're going to have to pay this person. So figure out, you know, the person, the knowledge from the relationship that you identify, those individuals that made the recommendation, hey, you should try out this consultant or these consultants. And then you talked about, do they have your industry knowledge? And now, are they able to generate those sales to help your business move to the next level? And then the last one, the T is for the bottom line. Yes. Can you afford, just talked about that, can you afford to pay this consultant? Are you bringing that consultant on for a project, for a couple hours? What are you bringing that consultant on? And then where are the resources, the financial resources coming from so that you can pay this individual? So think about that as you think about hiring a consultant. And I'm going to go right back to the beginning. Why do you need a consultant? Will this consultant or consultants help take your business to the next level? And if so, then you go through that process. Talk to your colleagues for references. You know, identify that once you get those references, you know, is this person or are these individuals, do they have the industry knowledge to help my business? And then think about what you want that person to do. You know, hopefully it's sales generation so that you could cover their costs. And then the bottom line is you should have a budget in place so that you know that you can afford to hire this person to do the work that you need them to do to help you either start, operate, or scale up your business. So hopefully that was helpful for you. At EDAC, through our Rod Initiative, these are some of the activities that we work on. We have a podcast where we bring on formerly incarcerated individuals who are now entrepreneurs, as well as resource providers who can add value to the work that you're doing. We have these meetups where we bring on individuals who have participated in our entrepreneurial training program, our one-on-one boot camp. Our one-on-one business advisory, our annual events. And we meet on a monthly basis and we provide a continuing education workshop. And then some networking goes on as well. We also work with organizations that are working with formerly incarcerated individuals through an entrepreneurship bootcamp. So we do a 3-hour entrepreneurship bootcamp, and we have a pitch competition where we can do provide a micro loan for the winning person or team. And then we have this Room to Grow initiative, and this is the advisory board for participants. And it's really helping those individuals who are already in business and getting them to building systems and identifying helping them identify challenges and providing them with some resources. We have specialized training. Right now, we're working with an entrepreneur who's a formerly incarcerated individual to provide real estate rehab training. So we're working with 10 individuals who are looking to get into that industry. And then we have our annual event. And of course, those who are tuned into Ride You each and every month, we have this particular quick workshop on topics to help you start, operate, and scale up your business. And of course, you already see the articles that we place in the Returning Citizens magazine. So again, hopefully all of this is helpful. If you're trying to reach us, you can scan a QR code there, or you could just head on over to edacmorgan.com and you can find out more information about what we do. And we also have a Instagram account. It's Ride Small Biz. So hopefully this was helpful. Looking forward to the next one that we do. Until then, continue to improve and progress. Peace.
This is Books Not Production.